Our pregame coverage continues. I'm now joined by first-year manager Adonis Smith. And Adonis, it's great to catch up with you, first year for you as the Shorebirds manager. We've reached opening day. I know you guys have been pretty excited to get to this point and play games that actually count. So how are you feeling as you now reach this first game of the year?
Feeling amazing. The guys, you know, did their thing all spring training, prepared, reviewed, and actually went out and played. You know, they're ready. I'm ready. Staff is ready. We're just ready to continue to do the things that we've done well thus far.
Coming off a pretty nice week, too. You had Chesapeake in town working out with them the last week, and you had the exhibition game with them on Sunday. That went pretty well for you guys. So what do you think of this roster here early on?
I think we're aggressive. I think both infield and at the plate, we're amazing on the mound. We fill up the zone. A lot of competitors, and that's what we preach, is for guys to, you know, do their day-to-day work. But once they step between the lines, competing. And they've shown that they can do that from day one. And we have a day one mentality of coming to the ballpark ready to play. And so excited to see it happen.
This is a pretty young team, but it also is one with some experience as well, because a good chunk of these guys played here in Delmarva last year. So it has to help having some experienced guys back on the roster.
You know, it's good if guys, you know, at least for them to kind of be in this setting prior, coming back, and for the development, you know, it may be a thing to where it was needed. But it's also always great to have guys that are familiar with how things roll at this level to show the guys younger that are coming in what it takes to play at this level.
What's it been like for you? This is your second year in the organization, first as a manager, and you've been a manager before in the past. But what's it been like for you now adjusting to managerial life here at the affiliated level?
It's been great. Everybody's been super helpful for anything that I personally need when it comes to the role. Our staff has been overwhelmingly supportive of anything that I need as well. And I told them I want to be as an open book with them as well as be able to help them with anything they need, because we all do this thing together for the players. And, you know, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
And it feels like you've got a pretty good staff here as well. Some of these guys are back from last year, but also first-year members on the Shorebird staff this year. So it feels like just being around you guys for about a week or so, this is a really good coaching staff. I think it feels like you have in place here.
Amazing. Everyone is, again, all hands on deck for anything we can do, ultimately for the players, for their betterment. But also to be able to help, give a helping hand, you know, for the individual development of the specific areas of pitching, catching, hitting, outfield, infield. Like, we're all in it just for the better good of the players.
Now, going back to last week, talking about working out with Chesapeake, obviously having that exhibition game, how important was it to have a game like that? Obviously, you faced probably those guys before in spring training down in Florida, but to do it in your ballpark, kind of in a real game environment with fans in the stands, how important was it for your team to have that opportunity and also play pretty well?
Just a confidence builder to let the guys understand, just because of the level, there are certain things that, you know, honestly, it doesn't really matter. The game is still the same. They have to throw it, they have to catch it, they have to hit it. And to be able to compete on a day-to-day level against a double-A opponent, and we did fairly well, in my opinion. I think it was just a win-win for our org, but also a win-win for these guys to see that they can compete at that level, and it gives them confidence that they can continue to compete.
You have to feel pretty well about how they swung the bats in that game. 9 runs, obviously Joshua Lorenzo is the headliner. He had 4 hits, hit a home run. So it does feel like 1-9 this line, but it has a chance to be pretty deep and pretty dangerous.
Day in and day out, these guys work hard at their craft with Colin in the cage and arena with them. And they're focused, they're going about their process day in and day out. So it doesn't surprise me that they have the days that they do on the field. And I hope that it continues to happen.
Talk with Adonis Smith, the manager for the Shorebirds. Before I let you go, Kiefer Lohr gets the opening night start today against the Ridge Yaks. What have you seen from him maybe in spring training, or what are you hoping to get out of him here tonight?
I'm hoping to get out of being around the zone with all of his pitches, plus pitches, some whiff, just being clean, just being continue to compete. As I told them yesterday in an advance meeting, every time they step on the mound, I want them competing and throwing everything with conviction, and everything else will fall into place.
Adonis, we really appreciate the time. Best of luck today and throughout the rest of the year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Manager Adonis Smith, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.